Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip, and we continue our conversation about heavy metals. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So yes, last week we talked a little bit about what heavy metals are and some of the exposure that we can get, and they can hardly be escaped in everyday life, but there's certain sources of heavy metals that you can actually deliberately avoid and cut back on to prevent exposure. So one of the key things I focus on with patients is be mindful of our seafood consumption. So even though seafood can be great, lots of omega fatty acids, certain types of fish tend to be contain high levels of heavy metal, specifically mercury, which can actually have harmful effects in large amounts. So the FDA actually has guidelines for avoiding mercury when eating fish, and some of the highest levels of mercury are found in things like swordfish, shark, king mackerel, tuna, and marlin. So, and fish and seafood with the least amount of mercury include wild-caught salmon. Usually farmed salmon tends to have a higher amount of mercury in it, but wild-caught salmon tends to have less. Things like trout, herring, haddock, shrimp, shellfish. The smaller the fish or the smaller the crustacean, the less that it actually absorbs it, because it the bigger fish eat the smaller fish, so they tend to bioaccumulate the heavy metals. So being mindful of our seafood consumption is important. And for those patients who are pescatarians, for example, or eat a lot of fish, I often will test their mercury levels just to get an idea in terms of what their levels are, and we can do that through blood testing. Quitting smoking is another really important thing that I emphasize, because cigarettes and even e-cigarettes both contain high levels of cadmium. And this is a heavy metal linked to with increased cancer risk, amongst other things. There's mercury as well as cadmium in cigarette smoking. In terms of eating foods, I always advise to eat organic, but some foods, even though they tend to be, we would expect them to be lower in mercury and other heavy metals, can be high in mercury. For example, rice is one example, tends to contain high levels of heavy metal, of the heavy metal arsenic. And this is due to its absorbent property. It absorbs arsenic, for example, through pesticide-ridden soil, irrigation water. And so buying organic rice can prevent overexposure, but I always recommend to rinse your rice well with water until the water actually runs clear before cooking it. Bone broth is actually a popular health food. We often see patients coming in because it can help to lower inflammation. But when animals are exposed to heavy metals, they can actually store those in the bone material. So it's really important to choose organic bone broth from grass-fed cows and pasture-raised chickens. One of the key things I focus on with patients is clean cosmetics. There's a number of heavy metals, which include things like lead and cadmium and aluminum, which are often present in things like makeup and skincare products. Deodorants, for example, antiperspirants can also contain aluminum. So finding aluminum-free deodorant and finding organic cosmetic products is really important too, because we absorb many of these things on our skin. And then in terms of treatment, there's many other sources, making sure that patients are having clean water. One of the key things I do with patients when we test them for heavy metals and we develop a treatment plan for them is helping them sweat it out. So I have an infrared sauna, for example, in my clinic, and research shows that sweat produced by an infrared sauna is really only about 80% water, but the remainder is actually made of harmful substances, like a bunch of different heavy metals, that if the patient has heavy metals. So we can actually sweat some of our heavy metals out, and this could be done through saunas and even through exercise, for example. Additional treatment, after I confirm with testing, we often will do oral chelation or sometimes use vitamin C IV to help with detoxifying the body. But in the meantime, if patients want to get some more information about testing for heavy metals, they have some concerns, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
You can't go wrong when you get to the root of a problem and deal with it with an expert health care practitioner. Dr. Betty Rosendahl offers a complimentary consultation to anyone who calls and asks for it at 905-707-2001. So take the number down, and if you have questions, get answers. 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.